नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवाणी पश्चिमदेशधारिणे नमः ओम विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती इति नामिने श्रीवर्षमानवी देवी दायकाय प्रिपदये कृष्ण संबंध विज्ञान दायये प्रभे नमः माधुर्यो उज्ज्वल प्रेमाद्या श्री रूपानुगा भक्तिदा श्री गौरा करुणाशक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दिनधारिणे रूपानुगाभिरुधा सिद्धान्तपान्तहारिणे नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बरसम्बोधे पदमोचयते नमः नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनाम्ने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावराय ते गौरविरूपमिमे स्वं हृदे सज्जनप्रिया वैष्णव सार्वभौम श्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः वंशकल्पातरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः
Very grateful for this opportunity to be with all of you on this very special occasion. We are celebrating the appearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, while he was living in Jagannath Puri, he was observing the supreme glory of the mission of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, and how the mercy of Lord Chaitanya was the most critical need for the entire world, and how little attention the world was paying to the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even in India, with the widespread propaganda of Mayavad, Smartism, Sahajism, the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much misunderstood. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had such a profound universal vision of spreading this movement. It was the vision of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And in every town and every village throughout this world, the holy names of Krishna we chanted. Hari Nam Sankirtan. And it was there in Puri that Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Radha Krishna. Please send one of your confidential empowered associates to help with this mission. And in the year of 1874, in the holy place of Puri, his prayer was fulfilled. on this day, when his son was born,
he was named Bimala Prasad,
and later Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
Born in Jagannathpuri,
the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's residence,
the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent most of the last 24 years of his pastimes,
and the place where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed from this mortal world, Jagannathpuri.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur took the mission and the message of Bhakti Vinod Thakur as his life and soul.
And there is much that has been described by very esteemed speakers who have already made their offerings today. But Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur,
in his closing instructions to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada,
was to take the message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world
and to develop Mayapur Dham.
These were two of his very, very special instructions.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in Mayapur. And he spent his last years in Puri. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was born in Puri and came to Mayapur to fulfill the mission of his father. There in Mayapur for many years, as has been described, he vowed to chant a billion names of Krishna and Sri Radha. And for many years, he chanted day and night. His inspiration to develop Mayapur and to spread the message of Lord Chaitanya throughout the world.
He came to Calcutta.
This was in 1980. And at that time, there was only a few followers. They really didn't have much money. They didn't have hardly any influence. But they rented a building, the historic One Ultadunga Junction Road. And in 1918, when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada moved into this building with a few of his followers, he named it the Bhakti Vinod Asana, the sitting place of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, the place where he would fulfill the vision of Bhakti Vinod, which was the pure vision of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and his six Goswamis. While there, he developed preaching. In that little rented building, he established a printing press. He called it the Brihat Murdanga, the Big Murdanga. He proclaimed that Sankirtan can be heard for a couple blocks around, and of course the vibration spreads throughout the universe. chanting the holy names of the devotees.
But through publishing books,
the glorification of the holy names and glories and teachings of the Lord can spread throughout the entire world.
There at Ultadunga Junction Road was the printing press.
There was a daily newspaper.
There was weekly newspapers,
monthly newspapers.
There was regular Harinam Sankirtan,
and there was so much preaching.
Preaching to the educated,
preaching to the villagers,
to everyone.
And as His Holiness Srila Bodayan Maharaj so beautifully explained,
we're so grateful you're here, Maharaj,
for this event. He explained how most of the primary leaders of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's followers,
they first met him and joined the mission
at Ultadunga Junction Road.
A couple years later, after 1918,
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada
named it the Gaudiya Math.
That building became the Gaudiya Math,
and from then all the extensions and expansions of all the projects were also known as the Gaudiya Math.
It was from Ultadunga Junction Road that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada not only established 64 months in India, but with his bold vision, he sent devotees to London, to Germany, to Burma.
He had this vision
that Lord Chaitanya's mission spread throughout the world.
As has been explained by so many of our revered speakers,
1922 was the year Srila Prabhupada, our beloved A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, first met his guru on the rooftop of this place.
I am just seeing the photos and the videos that Radharaman Prabhu and Ananga Mohan Prabhu are sending around.
It's so special.
First we see the front of the building,
then we enter the door.
We go up the steps to the rooftop.
When we enter upon the rooftop on the left side,
was the residence of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada.
He lived in that kutir on the rooftop
for 12 years.
And on the rooftop itself,
we would have his public meetings and give lectures.
As has been so beautifully described, on a historic day in 1922, 100 years ago from now,
Srila Prabhupada was walking down that same lane,
Ultadunga Junction Road, along with his friend Narendra Malik.
Recently I was listening to a recording of Srila Prabhupada.
There are so many times when he describes his coming to this building and meeting school.
Dozens and dozens and dozens, perhaps hundreds of times in recording Srila Prabhupada members.
and how on that little lane his friend pulled him to meet this great sadhu. And now we can go to Calcutta and in a very special meditative and intimate way, we could literally be following in Srila Prabhupada's footsteps. Walking down the lane of Ultadangi, entering into the entrance of the Bhakti Vinod Asana. And our devotees, they with so much love, devotion, and sacrifice, our beloved Sundar Gopal Prabhu and Ananda Mohan Prabhu and others, Radharaman Prabhu, Dairam Prabhu, they did research to get original photos, whatever are existing, and descriptions and various letters and histories of that place. And they even commissioned a special architectural builders who restore things to the standards that are identical from ancient times and years ago. They really left no stone unturned to try to make this offering to all the Vaishnavas throughout the world as far as possible a replica of what it was in 1922. So yesterday we can follow Srila Prabhupada's footsteps and walk through the entrance and look to the left and look to the right to a little courtyard and where the deities were installed in a small temple room and the rooms where the sannyasis and brahmacharis were living their umara. And Srila Prabhupada, along with his friends, were welcomed when they came in the door. And just as when we come, hopefully we will also be welcomed. And then Srila Prabhupada walked up those same steps that we will walk up and onto the rooftop. And there he saw Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada sitting, speaking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life and teachings. They approached Srila Prabhupada, bowed down along with Narendra. And that is where the great prophecy of the words of Srila Saraswati Prabhupada entered into Srila Prabhupada's heart. You are an educated young man. Why don't you bring the message of Lord Chaitanya to the whole world in the English language? Those words entered so deeply into our beloved Srila Prabhupada's heart. And he had such a beautiful discussion that he would love to describe throughout Srila Prabhupada's transcendental pastimes of his life. He loved to describe this discussion with his Guru Maharaj. At this particular time, we are under the subjugation of the British. Let us get independence. Then the rest of the world will take the message of India serious. And Dina Bandhu Prabhu described so beautifully how Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had such a sense of urgency. The political powers, nationalistic political arrangements, throughout the history of the world, they're always changing. But the one eternal truth is that we are not these bodies. We are the eternal souls. We are all eternally servants, part and parcel. Birth, old age, disease, and death are coming for everyone. The crucial need that is forever within this world is to awaken Krishna consciousness. The only real problem in this world is we've never gotten our Krishna consciousness. And the only real solution is awakening it. It must be done now. Srila Prabhupada would love to say that I was defeated by my Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada shared with us, it was at that moment, 100 years ago, 1922, on that rooftop at the Dungi Junction Road, where so many of our devotees are assembled today, where Srila Prabhupada, he said, I accepted him as my spiritual master. At that moment, and he accepted that instruction as his life mission. At the time, Srila Prabhupada, he was 25 years old. He was recently married. He had a son. He was working for the Bosch Laboratories. He had a job. Everything was filled with responsibilities. But he oriented his whole life to eventually fulfill that instruction. And it was there at Ultadungi Junction Road that Srila Prabhupada would made so many friends among his beloved God brothers. And over the years, would preach with them. On several occasions, he met his Guru Maharaj again, Radha Kund, at Prayag, where he was initiated. And then in Mumbai, he wrote his last letter to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. How can I serve you? And just approximately 2 weeks before the departure of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada in this world, he wrote back to Srila Prabhupada the same instruction that was given almost 15 years before on the rooftop of the Dungi Junction Road. Take the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it in English language all over the world. It's so special. This neighborhood of Calcutta. Within just a few minutes, is Srila Prabhupada's birthplace, which just this year has begun to develop as part of ISKCON. It's the place where Srila Prabhupada first met his Guru Maharaj and where he received the seed for his life mission at ISKCON. It's also the place where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, just a few minutes from Ultradungi at Bagh Bazar, where Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada chose to depart from this world. And not far away is the place where Bhakti Vinod Thakur did his bhajan and where he departed from this world. The heritage, the flowing stream of mercy of these most beloved acharyas of our Guru Parampara are all in this little area of Calcutta. And also the first temple, it is from Calcutta that Srila Prabhupada boarded the Chalkututta. From his own birthplace, from the place he received the instruction in Calcutta, he boarded that cargo ship for New York City, where he established ISKCON in 2016. And when Srila Prabhupada returned to India with a group of devotees, the first temple he established was on Albert Road in Calcutta. And he installed the deities of Sri Radha Govinda, the same names of the deities that he worshipped when he was as a child in Calcutta. We are overwhelmed with gratitude. It was the causeless mercy, the prayers, the sacrifice of all of these great souls we are discussing today that is our only qualification. Whatever we have spiritually, whatever we may have done, whatever hopes and plans we have for the future, it is all completely dependent on the mercy we have received. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan at Sri Sri Radha Damodar Temple, preparing himself, planning himself to fulfill the order of his guru, he was reading from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary of the Bhagavad Gita, the particular verse, Vyavashayat Mahabhutir that one who is on this path is resolute in purpose and their aim is one. And in the commentary it is stated, this means one must make the order of the spiritual master's life and soul. That instruction Srila Prabhupada received on the rooftop of Boltadangi Junction Road,
Srila Prabhupada gave it his life and his soul.
With no money, with absolutely no support, and no one to help him, 43 years later, after he received that instruction,
he boarded that cargo ship to Chattanooga.
It was impossible.
It was inconceivable.
And our beloved Srila Prabhupada, as our founder Acharya, teaching by his instruction,
so many times,
with his limitless humility
and love and gratitude,
our Srila Prabhupada would say that my only qualification is I'm trying to carry out the order of my spiritual master. At other times he would say, my only qualification is I'm simply repeating the words of my Guru Maharaj. Although with sometimes tears of love, he would say to his disciples, I see that you are all the representatives of my Guru Maharaj to help me carry out his mission. When we study Srila Prabhupada's recordings, the most regular lectures he would give were on the appearance days and disappearance days of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur Prabhupada. How much he wanted to impress upon us his love and his surrender to his Guru Maharaj. And following in his footsteps, in our own little small ways, to our greatest capacity possible, to follow in his footsteps by making our beloved Srila Prabhupada's instructions and his mission our life and soul. When we study Bhaktivinoda Thakur's instruction to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, spread the holy name, spread Lord Chaitanya's teachings to the whole world, and develop my aura. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur gave such emphasis to Srila Prabhupada to print and distribute books. Srila Prabhupada's instructions to our to all of us are identical. Ambarish Prabhu is here. He's Srila Prabhupada gave him and every single one of us for all generations of this gun the responsibility to develop Mayapur with the vision of the temple of the Vedic Planetarium. And it's happening. With the inspiration of Vaisheshika Prabhu, Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, Jaitat Swami Maharaj, so many other great Vaishnavas, Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, we so much wish could be here with us today. We know he's smiling. Calcutta is his birthplace. And he put so much of his heart and soul. And he was so grateful, so happy, and so enlivened that Ultadungi Junction, Lord of Prabhupada's birthplace, were being realized. But through all of these great souls, book distribution is ever increasing. Temples, ashrams, devotees. There are so many projects. And human nature is the more things expand, the more a spiritual project is successful, empowered, and spreads, the more personal opinions will naturally arise. Srila Prabhupada pleaded with us because at Ultadungi Junction Road, everything was so united. And Srila Prabhupada would quote, and Lokanath Maharaj and others have cited how Srila Prabhupada so much imbibed from his Guru Maharaj how much he wanted the unity to be preserved, the strength of the movement. So it is very important for us that we have this historic place where the Gaudiya Math began. Where Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement, the seed began. Where the two most empowered, glorious descendants of the spiritual world, the two Prabhupada's first met. We owe our lives to this meeting. Whoever we are, whatever we've done, we should feel totally humbled and dependent on the mercy of our Srila Prabhupada and the instruction we receive from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada. And I'm hoping, whether it's virtually or in our meditations, or whenever possible, physically, to now visit what is for the first time accessible to us. One Ultadunga Junction Road, the Bhakti Vinodasa, where we could sit on that rooftop. And whatever our thoughts, whatever our opinions, whatever our plans, whatever our goals, whatever our struggles, we put it in context of Srila Prabhupada receiving his instruction, his life and soul from his Guru Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada lived to fulfill that instruction. Every decision he made in his life was for the purpose of fulfillment of that instruction. This is our legacy. This is the gift Srila Prabhupada has given us. This is our soul. To remember the simplicity, the purity in which that instruction is given and received. People talk about going back to our roots. if the roots of a tree are healthy, then the tree is healthy. If the whole tree looks really nice, but the roots are not healthy, then the tree is not sustainable. Yes, our roots are in Mayapur. Where Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu established the Sankirtan.
And our roots are in Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's establishing the
Gaudiya Math
to fulfill
Bhaktivinoda tradition.
And our roots are so much on the rooftop
on Ultadhamma Junction Road,
where Srila Prabhupada has given his life's mission.
And Srila Prabhupada, on my disappearance day of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada,
he pleaded with every one of us.
He said, I am old. I may leave at any moment physically.
He thanked us and pleaded with us to carry on the mission of his Guru Maharaj.
Today, this wonderful inauguration on the appearance day of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada, on the 100th anniversary of Prabhupada receiving instruction here, let it be an opportunity for each and every one of us individually and collectively as a movement to refocus our priorities.
To give you pleasure to show Prabhupada in this way.
Let us on this day worship this whole place by offering our deepest gratitude
to what we have received,
and by reciprocating, by expressing our love, by assisting Srila Prabhupada
in carrying out the order of his Guru Maharaj,
spreading the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When Srila Prabhupada glorified his Guru Maharaj, Saraswati Prabhupada, absolute is sentient, thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed. By spreading the personal realization of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead,
and by spreading
the true essence of love of God,
the chanting of the holy names,
I am so deeply grateful to the devotees in Calcutta who have practically for a full year been on marathon 24 hours a day to complete this project as an offering to Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada on his appearance today. Dairam Prabhu, Anangamohan Prabhu, Radharaman Prabhu, Chaitanya Bhagavan Prabhu, Sundar Gopal Prabhu, Acharya Radha Prabhu, and so many more. Please forgive me, because it's hard to say any name knowing that we're not saying so many others, but you all know in your hearts. These devotees have given their lives because they believe so strongly. How this project built at the Anju Junction could infuse and ignite devotees of ISKCON, of the Gaudiya lineage, on what is really and truly sacred in our lives. Yes, you prasad, Bhagavad prasad, yes, you prasad, Nagati to please our beloved spiritual masters. Thank you to all the devotees in Calcutta. Thank you for all devotees throughout the world for giving your hearts and your lives to assist Srila Prabhupada in what is his life and soul. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram,
Hare
Hare.
Thank you so much for your kind blessings on this occasion.
We are really blessed.
Actually,
to hear from His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, profoundly,
and
he glorified Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his very mood for preaching,
the
mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
desire to meet you
and Srila Prabhupada.
After your lecture,
the significance of this place,
and
we
Maharaj,
could see that how deeply Maharaj felt for this.
And
how deeply Maharaj,
your love,
he expressed his gratitude to the devotees again and again. He was naming the devotees who were involved, and with their
like
tireless dedication and sincerity,
of,
they brought this dream into reality today.
Boosted all of us.
So
the whole Calcutta
now
Yatra is thankful.
I may request
all
His Grace Ananta Mohan Prabhu to come.
And we are
eagerly
waiting for your.
We all would like
presence.
To hear from Ananta Mohan Prabhu.
When everything goes okay and
his
desire,
dedication,
come,
mission behind
be
this
so
wonderful project.
Here
and Prabhu is also going to make some special announcements.
And Uttaranga Junction Road.
Also, we have
are eagerly waiting to
special address and blessings
well.
And glorification
the,
by His Grace
Radhesh
Shyam Prabhu.
And many of your godbrothers and god sisters are
and
here
His Holiness
us.
Bhakti Prasad Vishnu Swami Maharaj, Acharya
so
from Chetla Gauriya Math. So may I request our technical team,
we will be requesting you,
let us
that we have only 5 minutes, one
those
video message
now.
Audio message of His Holiness Srila Japataka Swami Guru Maharaj, and after that it will be a great honor for all of us if Your Holiness can sing Kirtan and we do the final arati of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Mahashaya in the terrace.
Ananda Mohan Prabhu, I just want to thank you. I miss you so much.
I could be there, but I wish and pray that I will be there soon, especially
one of my great dreams is sitting on that rooftop honoring the wonderful prasad that you cook. I believe there are many are the exact recipes of Sachi Mata and Raghava Pandit and Damayanti would cook for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In the honor of His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, we can be together. I actually, in my talk, I should have spoken about him somehow. I planned to, but I beg forgiveness. But so much of that project is due to the mercy and blessings of Tamal Krishna Goswami. And actually, in my last talk with him, it was his desire that an educational institution be established in Calcutta. And after his graduation from Cambridge, he planned to actually base himself in Calcutta to be with all of you. and that's another very, very special intimate feature of Calcutta. I wish I would have spoken during my talk. Somehow I'm spaced out. But thank you very much. As far as the kirtan, I sincerely feel that somebody there should lead the kirtan because they could be in sync with the cartels in Mardang and it will be much better. And I'll attend, but it will be better if somebody who's there on the rooftop leads the kirtan.
Yes, Maharaj, as you feel, and we will follow your instruction. And thank you so much, Maharaj, for your, what can I say, we are missing very much His Holiness Pachacharya Swami Maharaj. He was very much behind us as You know, instructing and loving and encouraging for Vrindavan Road. And by seeing all of you and your blessings, we are so much sheltered. And we are eagerly waiting for your physical presence. And thank you so much, Maharaj. We will also follow, we will ask some devotees who are here. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Is on the Shuradana Swami Maharaj. Jai.